You'll see Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good, but I guess that's not what we're here to talk about.
Pretty good? You weren't a fan?
Well, we did talk about it last time, right?
That's what we talked about. The gear.
We did. And then we were going to talk about it again when we saw the movie, but we haven't seen the movie. You know, this has turned into more, instead of entertainment banter, it has turned more into, let's just talk about the most recent movie.
That's what we like, though.
No, I know, but like, what other entertainment platforms have we?
We've tried books, we've tried
theater. We tried books. You don't read books.
Well, I might be able to now.
Would you read a book if I sent it to you?
With a Weapon X one?
Sure, or the zombie ones with Mira Grant.
Will I cry going to sleep?
You probably will look at the world differently.
I told you how I feel about Walking Dead. I think they're done very well, but it's too damn depressing.
You won't watch it, will you?
Watch Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I watch it.
Or how? Where are you?
I watch bits and pieces of it. We wait for it to be on DVD or Netflix.
So you're about a season behind then.
Yeah. I cheated and watched the scene that everyone talked about, but I haven't watched that season yet.
So you watched someone's head get bashed in.
Yes. But not too loud, because Rachel doesn't know what happens.
So, what about Game of Thrones? You're not watching Game of Thrones either?
I'm buying them as they come out, but I'm way behind. I think the last thing I saw was the Blood Wedding.
Really? It's the Red Wedding, first off.
Whatever. God. The one that was all bloody.
Well, that'd be a good one to talk about if you can catch up.
Yeah, that up until season 6, I think we just bought.
Okay, so I haven't. Season 7 just started, and I have not started watching it. Okay. They're only doing 8 seasons.
I can binge watch Game of Thrones if you do that.
They're only doing 8 seasons, so.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to finish it. I guess this season's a half season, and they're doing another half season, and it's over. He wants to write the books, or I guess because the show caught up. The 6th season, or the 5th season, caught up to the books, and then they started going their own route during the 6th season.
And
I guess, what's his name? Martin, right?
He didn't like it?
No, I guess he doesn't want it to go too far away from the book, so he's going to end it. Because then, if people see, I guess his idea is that he doesn't have full control of it in the TV aspect of it.
Right.
Because he writes the books, it's only him, right?
Right.
But the TV show, it's him plus a shit ton of like producers who want to do it, sure, and all that. So he hasn't proved his proof of concept in his ideas for the books. Right. So I'm sure they're going to go different routes in TV shows, so it's going to be a little different. And he doesn't like the fact that it's going too far, so I think he wants to end it. That's my theory. I don't know if it's a good theory or not.
He shouldn't have sold it until he had all the books finished.
Well, I don't. Maybe he thought he'd get it done, but who knows? No, that's my theory. I don't know if it's true or not, but that sounds more right, because why would you end such a good show when your books aren't done? Unless he's planning on ending the books soon, too. I don't know.
And he doesn't really need the money, you know what I mean?
No.
And he's like I heard he's like ridiculously unhealthy. Like, he's a big guy.
But he is. But he doesn't. A lot of, even though he has the money, he's only writing the stories because it's in his head and he wants to share it with everybody.
But my thought would be, as a writer, I don't know, a part of me would think that now you're just, the fun's gone. You got to write it to get it accomplished in time. You got like a deadline now. I got to finish my story before HBO ruins it.
Yeah.
To me, that would probably feel more like a task than something fun to do.
Probably. Like The Walking Dead, Kirkman is really far along with the manga or the comics, the graphic novel. So
right.
The TV series has not yet caught up with it. And I feel like he helped create Fear the Walking Dead, so the AMC has something they can experiment with.
Right.
Without fucking with his original story.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So now they have Fear the Walking Dead, and they've openly admitted that the characters will not cross paths. Mm. For right now, who knows? They didn't really like say like they're not going to cross paths, but they're like, as of, you know, their timeline, they're like probably a few weeks behind The Walking Dead.
Well, Fear the Walking Dead, they're, would you say, months ahead of the Walking Dead cast?
What do you mean months ahead?
Well, because in Fear Walking Dead, we actually see the epidemic start.
Correct. So they're behind.
When we meet Rick, it's been going on since he's been in the hospital.
Yeah, so Fear the Walking Dead, you get to see it start, which I feel like they did kind of crappy.
Yeah.
So we're already at the point in Fear the Walking Dead, like how it is in The Walking Dead. They're just trying to survive.
Right.
Which is, it's neat because you get to see a different route of that, but I hope the show is going to be more based on the changing of the world. It literally happened overnight, and I'm like, we didn't get to see any of it, anything that's cool. Like, why was this military here? Why did they get called in? Why,
it goes back to, I guess that's another just cheap bullshit thing, because that's what everybody wanted out of Walking Dead. At least I did.
I did too.
Someone who had never read the comic, I would just say that what drives me absolutely apeshit about that show is, one, we don't know how it started. Two, no one trying to stop it. And three, there's no hope. Like, every humanity and zombies both suck. And so, like, Fear the Walking Dead, it starts, but we still don't see how it started.
No, it just you just get to see more live people, and then all of a sudden a zombie appears, and then the world goes to shit quick. Like, it happens within a week or two. Like, the whole world. I understand that Rick was in a coma, and he was only in the hospital for, I think, a week or two when the world went to shit.
Yeah, did they?
Because there's no way he would survive without electricity, you know, and all
not
that.
Not necessarily. Well, everything was running electricity wise.
No, when he maybe got up, it was not running. Remember, his IV pouch was empty.
Yeah.
So he was obviously almost dehydrated and all that. So he wasn't in there that long. So the world went to shit quick. It's true. But we didn't get to see anyone bombing L.A. We didn't get to see, like, because they know they talk about Atlanta. They got napalmed and all this shit in the whole world.
Well,
like, you didn't get to see any of that.
But the problem with that, though, is that could all be horse shit, too. Because, you know, like, all the Terminus or whatever the hell it was called, like, people are making up all kinds of stories all the time in that show.
They do.
Like, safe haven.
Matt, it's amazing that World War Z actually showed a better coming of collapsing of this society than Walking Dead did. Don't get me wrong, I like Walking Dead and I love watching the show, and it's really, really good. But
World War Z, I hated the fact that the zombies were like ants and they're just like super fast, Jesus, crawling on top of each other.
Well, they made the zombies in World War Z like they were parasites and they acted as such, and they were like, they would come together and they become bigger bodies and do the thing. But in the book, they weren't like that. They were independent creatures. They weren't like, World War Z made it seem like they think together, which...
That was by James Brooks?
Mel
Brooks' son.
Mel Brooks' son. Max Brooks.
Max, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, they're supposed to be making a sequel. So what's supposed to be is that the World War Z is a documentary, right? Have you read it before?
I've not read it. I know of it.
You, man.
It's a short story kind of mentality.
Mark
right?
Hamill is a voice actor in it.
In the book.
Audiobook.
Audiobook, yeah.
You should. I have the audiobook. I can get it to you.
I believe one scene or something was about the church, and I just can't remember everything about it, but like zombies were trying to get into the church.
There was probably a story about that, but the movie, the book is about a documentary. The movie supposedly is supposed to be the war, so the next movie is supposed to be a documentary-based story based off of the war we just had. So if they actually do it that way, I'd be interested in the sequel, because that way it's like, yes, it didn't copy the book, but they made their own war with the zombies, and now they're going to do their own story of recapturing it.
Right.
And you get to see all aspects of the war, so I think that'd be neat.
Yeah.
It may be it that way, but we'll see.
All right, so you want to do it?
Going to Logan?
Let's do Logan, and we can talk a little Wolverine if you want.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure we're going to bring
I'm
up
sure
Marvel. I bet you we're going to bring up Disney. We'll bring up Disney.
Who will?
We will.
I hope not.
It's how we always do it. Oh, the roommate's home. Is the garage door fixed? I didn't hear the screech. All right. Yeah. Matthew Curtis.
Oh, we're just having some web sex.
Called, don't even know what it's called.
He doesn't even know what it's called. And I've been pleasing him this whole time.
I'm old fashioned. I used to do this in letter form.
9 o'clock where he is right now.
Crazy.
Congrats, China's about 3 hours ahead. He's in Maine.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright. So you ready?
I'm ready, sir, whenever you are.
Alright.
Try to keep time on it this time.
I will. I'll show you the clock this time.
All right. Sounds good.
Welcome back to Entertainment Banter. Matthew Curtis is here talking to Joel.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah?
I am talking to Joel. That's correct.
Today we're going to talk about an awesome character in Marvel history. I think you could probably guess who it is. It's Logan. It's mother effing Logan. I love Logan. I love Wolverine. I think he's probably my favorite Marvel character beyond Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man's up there. Spider-Man and Wolverine are up there, especially because of Logan's backstory. But so we're going to talk about Logan the movie, made by Fox.
Made by Fox. All right, well, since you're a big fan, I'll let you go first.
You just saw it, so you're fresh.
Yeah, but I'm also biased towards Fox, and I'm also biased towards Wolverine as a whole. So it's hard for me to look at it with unjudging eyes.
Unjudging eyes.
Yeah.
I suppose. All right. So Logan, quick synopsis, is based off of a couple comic books series. One is Old Man Logan.
Right.
That's where its main focus was on, the retirement of Wolverine, pretty much. And then I think it's slightly based off of also the X-23 storyline.
Yes.
And also the death of Wolverine.
Well, I actually did buy the death of Wolverine.
It's nothing like it. I just say it because of what happens at the end.
Right. Yeah, it's nothing like it at all. Did you read the death of
Wolverine? I did. I have it too. And I have Old Man Logan. I don't have any... dang it, someone texted me. People. Alright.
So popular.
I know. We'll ignore that. I don't like that person.
So
it's not like the death of Wolverine, but since this is Hugh Jackman's last portrayal of Wolverine or Logan in these films, he wanted to go out with a bang, and this is the way he did it. This is spoilers, by the way. We will destroy the movie for you, piece by piece. But I will say this before we start into tearing apart this movie, or saying how much we like it. It was probably one of the most well-done Wolverine movies to date, period. I think they did it justice, and this is what we wanted to see in all the other Wolverine movies, and they finally got it right, but a little too late. What?
Why would you say they finally got it right?
There's two things people want to see about Logan. They want to see Wolverine, right?
Yes.
So there's two things they want to see about it. One, those claws need to pierce flesh. They need to. And you need to physically see it, and you need to see gore and blood. Wolverine is a nasty character. They finally do that. You finally get to see some blood and gore and all that. Two, they stuck really close to the storyline as much as they could without the rights they had.
Okay.
And three, they used certain characters to fill in to carry on the story if they choose to, which we know they're going to.
You mean like X-23?
X-23, and they let it kind of open-ended at the same time as finishing it off on its own.
Right. Okay.
So we didn't go into a synopsis of what happened in the movie. We didn't even go into that. So
We don't need a synopsis.
We don't. It's true.
We could just start talking about parts that stood out to us. So.
Can I start with the one thing I did not like about the movie?
Go ahead.
X-24 was not needed. You could have taken that whole part and been done with it.
You're talking about the quote-unquote evil Wolverine?
The evil Wolverine, the young Wolverine, with the adamantium bullets. Both those two things were not needed because, first off, adamantium bullets will not do what they said in the movie. It's not proven.
Right.
It's not like they did that in Wolverine Origins and he lost his memory because of it. Bullshit. Right. And then the X-24, that's not in the comic books, but they did it in this to make a plot. They wanted to, you know, a plot mover. They wanted to have it in there to speed up the plot, but they didn't really need it to speed up the plot. They didn't need it.
Well,
I didn't feel for it. I can think of the whole movie, and I almost forget that part until someone goes, remember X-24? And I go, fuck you.
Well, it's like Optimus Prime. If you don't see Xavier die 5 times in every movie, then what's the point, right?
Why would Xavier die 5? What?
Yeah, I'm making a joke. You know, like, when I was a little kid, they killed off Optimus Prime. And then it seems like every Transformer movie that comes out, Optimus Prime is either hurt, captured, dead, or missing for all the cool scenes and shows up last minute. And it's a running joke with me. But they've been killing off Xavier, you know? Like, he's in a coma, or he transferred his mind to another body, or Jean kills him and fries him, but then he's brought back because of the past, and now he's killed again. It's like, I'm so tired. Alright, I'm going to my rant now. I'm so tired of Fox ruining the X-Men franchise. Like, they just do the same thing over and over again. Let's take a beloved character and whack him.
So you didn't like it then? Did you not like the movie?
No, hear me out.
Okay.
There's a part of me that wants a movie to be successful. And so I will try to find the parts that I appreciate in a movie. I'll say that scene worked, or that comment worked. But as a whole, yeah, sometimes movies don't make the cut. It's like a balancing act. You know, if there's enough good stuff in the movie, I'll say it was an okay movie. But at that point, if I'm like picking at straws trying to find good things, then it's just hard. You know, obviously it's not a good movie if I'm looking for good stuff.
Is that what you did during this movie?
Yes and no. This movie, I'll be honest with you, I watched it because of you. I was so fed up with Fox ruining movies with the X-Men franchise. You said it was good. I personally was just so fed up, but I was like, all right, I'll give this one a go. It's Hugh Jackman's last one. I'll just watch it. So what I did this time around, which I try not to do because I like to, you know, create my own opinions about stuff first, but I watched some behind-the-scenes stuff just to get the take of the director and the storytelling and how they wanted to go.
I'm going to stop you right there. Did you read Old Man Logan as well or no?
I have not read Old Man Logan.
Okay.
I'm talking about strictly from how Fox represented this story. It has nothing to do with history. Okay. It's just Fox's excuses for why they did what they did, if that makes sense. So, for example, getting back to your comment about X-24, the way they felt, meaning Fox and the director and writers, they felt there was no character in the Marvel Universe that could take down Wolverine other than Wolverine. They felt that if anyone was going to kill Wolverine, it should be the equivalent of himself. And ideally, that was their excuse for making the X-24.
Well, what because about
they felt
they could have no used one else Sabretooth. Could
really live up to the bar.
They could have used Sabretooth. But
yeah, but would you know, the really whole, have accepted that?
The whole point was the plot device of Professor X explaining how he killed all the mutants, all the X-Men. He was feeling
Sabretooth?
No. The reason why it was X-24 because it looked like Wolverine. Professor X saw him, and then he starts like pretty much crying and saying like he feels terrible for pretty much he knows he killed all the X-Men and all the mutants, and that's why there's no more mutants.
Xavier did?
You didn't know that?
No.
That was the whole explanation. No. So when you know when he's having his seizures and like everyone's hurt by it and everyone collapses,
right?
Those are small telltales of what happened. And then right before X-24 kills Xavier, he kind of says feels terrible and that, you know, I know what really happened. And it was Xavier. He killed all the X-Men and all the mutants in the world. That's why there's no more mutants. Xavier killed them all.
Well, there obviously are some mutants still running
very
around.
Very little.
Yeah.
So that was the plot device there. That was the whole reason for that, for him to like confess to Wolverine. But they could have had that at a different time. They didn't have to kill him right there. It could have been Sabretooth right there.
It's still Thunder from Wolverine. That's an Xavier movie.
Since Sabretooth kind of looks like Wolverine because they were brothers or whatever they were back in the day, they could have used him again, and they could have had him like Professor X kind of delirious and he thought he saw Wolverine, and so then he confessed still, and then he came to Vision, he sees Sabretooth killing him.
But I'm going to ask you this, as a Wolverine fan, you would be content with Wolverine being taken down by Sabretooth. He wasn't taken down by Sabretooth, was he? No, but you're missing my point. If we had it your way, you'd be perfectly content with Sabretooth being the last person Wolverine sees.
I'd be more content because of the character development of Sabretooth already from Origins. They could have used him, you know, Victor Creed, and it would have been a way better. I think it would have just made that small difference where then people wouldn't be like, oh, it was X-24. I'm sure you still have the naysayers that would say, oh, it shouldn't have been, Sabretooth. But Sabretooth could have been, you know, finally controlled or whatever from Weapon X programs or whatever. They could have some kind of bullshit. Instead of cloning Wolverine, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, that means they cloned him twice because the little girl was technically the clone of him too.
Well, I thought she was just part of his DNA, not necessarily a clone.
Well, in the comics, she's a clone.
Right. Well, they fucked up on that, didn't they?
I mean, apparently female Wolverines, whatever that is, have claws on their feet, too.
Was that in the comic, or is that an Ultimate thing?
No, that's in the comic. Like, she has two claws above and one claw below.
Gotcha. Well, can I tell you this?
What?
I was going to say, the positive thing that I felt about the movie, and what's interesting is they brought up in the deleted, not the deleted scenes, but the commentary, and that is, for the first time, I mean, we've talked about this before, how many movies of X-Men they fucked up.
All of them?
But for the first time, it was about character development. It wasn't about blood and gore. Yeah, it was a rated R film. Yeah, we saw claws stabbing through people's heads and whatnot. But really, if you really look at the film, it is a story about a person. And that, to me, I appreciated. It was a little too late, you know, but for the X-Men franchise with Fox. But I wish they had done that with all of the X-Men movies. Me too. I wish they had done that even with all the Wolverine movies. Like, I can't tell you how incredibly disappointed I was in the first Wolverine movie, because more than anything...
You weren't the only one.
That 5-minute intro should have been the whole movie.
The whole movie should have been that. I thought when I saw those in the preview, I'm like, fuck yeah, this movie's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
But it was literally just that.
Like you said, it's Hugh Jackman's last chance at Wolverine. You have this great man that was completely dedicated to this character. People have grown to love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. And they still can't, you know, they had 9 opportunities and they fucked them all up. You know what I mean? Like,
it's amazing.
You know what I mean? How many times can you fuck something up?
They couldn't get it right at all.
I don't understand why. It's interesting to point out, I don't want to sidetrack too much, but the new thing in Hollywood, it's actually very clever, is make the movie like the first movie, but just better. So what I mean by that is, we talked about Episode 7, Star Wars, right? A lot of people said it was a knockoff of A New Hope, right? It's just, oh, they're flying through the Death Star Trench again. And
same chemistry, yeah.
But if you think about it, same thing with Jurassic World. You know, like, they go back to another park, the park's up and running, it's great. But what a shock, things happen. You know, it's done differently. But, you know, the kids are still going through a divorce or potential divorce, just like the grandkids in the first Jurassic Park. You know, all the recipe stuff's there. It's done differently. It's still new, but it's different. And I feel like with the X-Men, with the first-class movies, they ended that where they rebooted it almost. They got that they cleaned it up so nicely that they got rid of the X3. You know what I mean? Like, with the prequel movies, so to speak. And this movie had the opportunity. I mean, granted, it's not an X-Men movie, but it had the opportunity once again to show the apocalyptic world of Wolverine. You know, I want to see Sentinels on the ground. I want to see old man Logan as Wolverine, Storm with her mohawk hair. You know, I want to see those really badass Sentinels. I forget what they were called, but maybe like if Wolverine's surrounded by 20 of them.
Weren't they called Sentinels?
I guess they were.
That's what they were called.
Maybe there was a newer version though. There was a, if you watched the animated series in the 90s.
Yeah, they're called Sentinels.
The weird looking ones.
The purple ones.
Not the Sentinel ones. There was like a, I don't know how to describe it. It looked like a robotic mummy case. I don't know how to, it was kind of weird.
All right, whatever, go on.
Yeah, but anyways, if Wolverine got killed by that, because in one of the animated shows in the 90s, I always appreciated, is you saw Wolverine's adamantium skeleton floating in a Bacta tank kind of thing, and it was just a skeleton. So obviously, he got blown away, because what I thought was cool about Wolverine, the only way you could truly kill him, in my opinion, was if you basically obliterated every one of his cells.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? Where you just, all you had was that adamantium skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would be the only way you could truly kill him.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. And let me ask you this. Old man Logan, right? We're watching this movie, Logan.
Yes.
He's regenerating slower, right?
Correct.
And so, maybe you can riddle me this, Batman.
I'll riddle you. Know, don't mix DC in this shit.
He's lived, like, Civil War on, right?
Correct.
So that's like 200 years or so, and now all of a sudden it's like 2020, and now he just rapidly is degenerating. And I know they're trying to blame it on the adamantium poisoning, but dude, that seems like a drastic drop in healing factor.
What it does in the comics.
It's really, that's just it? That's how it goes?
That's just what it is, adamantium poisoning.
Because overnight, he's just rapidly deteriorating?
He just slowly starts... So the way Old Man Logan is, Old Man Logan, I believe, is set in the same time. It's only 20 years in the future, right? Remember, this is with all the Marvel characters and all that. So first off, I want to say, can I just make a comment to your earlier comment about the whole Civil War thing and all that?
Yeah.
If Marvel, Disney, had full control and Fox said, hey, we see that you're making movies now and Iron Man did great. We would like to get a part of that so we can make money with you.
Right.
Like, Sony finally started playing ball. You know, Sony was like, fuck you too. And then finally Sony's like, beep. That was me beeping my sensor.
That's okay. We've formed more than that, but that's okay.
So now Sony's playing nice with Disney because they see that we can make money together.
Right.
If Fox did that, who wouldn't want to see the Hulk versus Wolverine?
Well, we've talked about this before.
And who?
I thought you said that Wolverine. That Hugh Jackman mentioned if Disney offered that up to him, he would do it.
That's what it sounds like. He would still. If all of a sudden Disney and Fox go, we want to make another Wolverine movie, an X-Men, but we're going to put it in the MCU. I believe he would do it.
Okay.
So like during the Civil War, or not the Civil War, the World War II clip, Wolverine fights alongside the Hulk. Captain America.
Captain America. Yeah, I know.
And that would have been fucking amazing. Just like cameos in the back. Oh my God, it would have been so good. Anyways, so I digress on that. So Old Man Logan. So Logan is based off Old Man Logan, but Logan had to use X-23 and Professor X as plot devices, right?
Yeah.
So in Old Man Logan, what happens is 20 years prior, Wolverine's at the mansion. You know, like he was a professor. And all of a sudden, all the villains started attacking.
Okay.
All the villains. So you don't find out about this story later. So let me tell you, let me walk you through step by step. So you find Logan 20 years in the future, and he has a family. He has a wife, and he has two kids. And he lives on this land, this really barren land in California. And it's on the land that's owned by the Banner family.
Okay.
And by then, all the Banners are inbred. And the Hulk is much older. Bruce Banner is in his, it looks like 60s or 70s. Yep. And he has a bunch of kids that are inbred, and they're all Hulks. They're all big ass green Hulks. So, and they're very bad lanyards. They're trailer trash. And Logan has vowed to never pull his claws out again. And you're wondering, why is this? Why did he not pull his claws out again? So he pretty much just makes ends meet, and he makes the, you know, tries to make do for his family and live a new life, right?
Hawkeye, did you say his wife is still alive at this point?
This is a different wife, but yes.
Okay.
Hawkeye shows up at his door, knowing who he is. Of course, he's standoffish, like, how'd you find me, blah, blah, blah. Hawkeye is now blind. Like, 100% blind, but somehow he is driving cars and doing that. He actually has the Spider-Mobile.
This is very complicated.
It is very complicated. So then you find out, so they end up doing a job together. He says, like, this will set you back, you know, set you forward so many years. So Logan was first was like, I'm not going to do it. And he ends up doing it. So he goes on this road trip with Hawkeye to go across to DC to carry this package. So he's delivering a package. And Logan, it's X-23 is the package, right?
Okay.
But in Old Man Logan, it's not X-23. It's something else. You find out later that it's the super serum from Captain America.
Okay.
So you find out in the story that the United States have been divided up by all the villains. All the villains took over. And there's always a story like, oh, all the villains took over, right? So you also find out that Hawkeye married Peter Parker's daughter and had another daughter. So there's a granddaughter out there of Peter Parker who's black, because apparently Peter married a black girl, not Gwen, not Mary Jane, and had a daughter. It was weird. It's like, the granddaughter of Peter Parker is a black spider girl.
Okay.
And she has some spider powers, but she's a villain. You find out she's evil.
When did Old Man Logan, the original, when did that come out? Comic book.
I have it here. I can go look it up, but I mean.
Well, was it like in the 80s, 90s, 2000s?
2000s.
Okay. So fairly recently.
Yeah, and you also find out that Red Skull is the president of the United States. You also see Daredevil and Punisher get killed. So there's all these little things. So anyway, so you find out. So eventually Hawkeye says, what happened to you? You know, why aren't you pulling? He never pulls his claws out. He hasn't pulled his claws out once yet. And so there's all this adventure, this huge adventure. He's going across the United States. And you find out he sits down with Hawkeye drunk, because now he can slightly get drunk. And they even mentioned multiple times, your healing factor is not how it used to be, because the adamantium poisoning finally caught up to him.
Right.
So pretty much as fast as his body can heal, the adamantium poisoning is that much worse.
Okay.
So they do explain a little bit on that. A little better than the movie.
The feature.
Yeah, the feature. So yeah. You find out Wolverine's like, Logan finally tells the story of like, when he was, one day he was at the mansion, all the villains got together, he didn't know how it happened, all the villains decided at one time to attack. And they attacked the gifted school, right?
Right.
So Logan goes crazy, and he's like, something's weird. He doesn't sense them. He doesn't smell them. They don't smell like anything, right? He doesn't, you know, his senses are all off, right?
So he's like,
he doesn't know what's going on. So he kills all of them very easily. And he's wondering why they're screaming. I'm like, why, Logan? Why? And then he snaps out of it because he finds out it was Mysterio playing a trick on him. And he killed all the X-Men. He killed all the mutants.
Gotcha.
Killed the whole house, the kids, everybody. Killed them all. And the last scene you see is he's decapitating Cyclops.
Of course.
And so then he said that night, after he went after Mysterio, I think he killed Mysterio in the book as well. I'm not sure. I got to go check. He finds himself going to a train, to train tracks, and he sets his bloody carcass in front of it, and he lets the train kill him, like run him over. And he said that day was the day that he no longer was Wolverine. That's the day Wolverine dies. He actually took his dog tags off and threw him, and he became Logan, and he vowed never to pull his claws out again. So gotcha. He let all the villains take over. So as soon as that happened and he killed all the X-Men, the villains had the upper hand.
So that's why you were saying in the movie they were implying that Xavier did it instead of Logan.
Correct. So, I mean, they end up killing all the Avengers. They end up killing everybody because the majority of the mutants were heroes and they got taken down.
Right.
So you also find at the end that Wolverine, Logan starts using his claws and he kills Red Skull and he ends up killing all the Hulks at home. Because they end up killing his family. really fucked up.
It just sounds like this really messed up, pointless story. So once everybody's dead, then what? That's how it ends. The book, Old Man Logan ends.
It pretty much ends with them killing Bruce Banner, and that's it.
That seems kind of like a pointless story.
It's just like an alternative ending to his life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so that was, that's how it went. So you couldn't use any of those characters. So that's why I think it's neat that they're able to do like an Old Man Logan story without those characters.
Yeah, they did well without all those characters. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. If they had access to all those characters, I probably would have hated the movie. That storyline sounds terrible.
Yeah. So. When you read the book, I liked it because like that whole scene just with Logan explaining what happened to him. I think it's just like a dark scene, and it would be so cool.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I guess you didn't need that, I guess. But
no, but that scene in the comic, at least the mansion, that would be a terrifying, realistic probability.
Yeah,
although,
but it's like curious.
Time,
how did he disguise his senses? Wolverine would have smelled right through that.
Xavier, I would assume Xavier, if he was still around, would have suspected that early on.
I don't know. I mean, they'll use a lot of plot points just to make, like, oh, Xavier wasn't there, Xavier was sleeping, you know, you don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. We're probably running low on time, but I just wanted to say, like, that I think the problem I have, too, is, like, we have all these great characters like Wolverine, and we never get to see the heroes be the hero anymore, you know? Because I was telling Rachel, my wife, the other day, like, the X-Men franchise, every mutant, the thing that bothers me too is like every mutant has a power now, and a lot of times mutants just looked ugly.
Yeah.
Like early on, it was the mutants that had no powers but looked like a snake or looked like a wolf man. Like they were the ones being persecuted. The story originally was about acceptance and persecution, and then it turned into everyone's got superpowers. And
well, it's not a superpower. But everyone has some kind of unique ability.
Well, not necessarily, but yeah, but like I said. Early on in the comics, some people didn't have abilities. They were just ugly looking or weird looking.
Yeah.
And to me, what was exciting was the ones that did have powers chose either to use them for good or for evil. But the X-Men's role was to help protect the ones that couldn't be helped, even if the mutants that had no powers. Like
sure.
The Morlocks that were living underground and all that stuff. And we never got to see that. We never got to see their persecution. You know, like, oh, yeah, the rich kids at the expensive school, they were persecuted, called Mutie. But you didn't see anybody in sewers getting beat up or killed or, you know, and you didn't see the X-Men come to their rescue. It was all about themselves. And I just feel like they really missed the torch.
They jumped in. They definitely jumped right into just trying to show off like their heroes.
Yeah, and their powers.
Yeah.
But they wrote themselves into a corner because you can only use your powers for so long before you've seen every trick in the book.
They could have spent the first movie like developing some couple of the characters to create the X-Men, not like all of a sudden the X-Men's created. Like First Class would have been a great first movie for it all.
Oh, man, I gotta tell you, I've never been so disappointed in a movie like Apocalypse.
Oh,
like,
my God. I was really pissed off how they did Wolverine again. I'm like,
yeah.
Really? Stop beating a dead horse. Stop
yeah.
doing it. Like, oh, now he's in the getup like Weapon X? Congratulations, you kind of got that right. But
right,
everything else
minute.
Leading up to it? Bullshit.
Yeah,
Jean Grey did not set him free. Are you kidding me? Fuck.
I know.
I called out bullshit in the theater when that happened.
I know.
Weren't you in there? We watched it together, didn't we?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was awful.
There's an animal in there, but he's not really a beast. He's a man.
I like to think that the X-Men franchise ended after X2.
I think the first two were awful, too. I don't think they were that good.
Well, but the X2, the way it ended with a lot of hope. You had the whole team built. You had Jean Grey coming back as the Phoenix. There was some potential for an entire team to take on an impossible task, and they just ruined it. But I'll leave you with I'll let you do the final thought since you're a big Wolverine fan.
My final thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, I think Logan was well done for what it was. You have to take it for what it was in the series of the 9 movies. It's 9 movies, right?
There's probably more, but there's 3 Wolverines, there's 3 First Class, there's 3 X-Men, right? And then
yeah.
If you have Deadpool, if you want to count that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Deadpool. I mean, there's actually some funny trailers of him walking up to Wolverine's grave at the end and going with the shot thing, you know, the green liquid, and going, should I? It would be right. So good. And then he walks right. away. Right. It was pretty funny. I mean, Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds really wants to do a movie with Hugh Jackman, so.
Did you like the ending where she tipped the cross to form the X?
I did like that.
Okay.
You didn't like that?
No, I appreciated it. I thought, why start now?
So my final thought is that for the movie, it was well done, but at the same time, it was a little too late. I feel like since they made Deadpool and now they made Logan a rated R movie and now they feel like they opened this door to rated R Marvel movies, I feel like they were this close to giving it back to Disney and sharing the wealth with them. But then since Deadpool was so successful, they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because I heard there was a lot of
blood and gore.
There was a lot of talk with Fox and Marvel. They were talking back and forth and they were almost going to do it. Because they weren't doing too hot, and they were actually they're working together. Gifted or Legion is a Fox show, right?
Yeah.
But it has Marvel producers on it from Disney because right. they want to help. So I feel like they're creating a relationship, but now since Deadpool and Logan did so well, they backpedaled.
Well,
because now Fox thinks like, oh, we don't need you. We got this.
Well, it depends. I will say this real quick. The commentary, which I appreciated from the director, was they did not, even though they had that R-rated option to do blood, gore, all the things that you would need to do in a Wolverine claw action scene, they said what we really wanted to focus on was the human element, the character. If Fox focuses on that, they would be more successful. I feel like now that they just got that R stamp. They put R on everything now. There's like, oh, just blood and guts, blood and guts, blood and guts. If they do that, I'm sorry, but that will get old too.
It will be.
Even if it's a Deadpool movie.
100%. And the only way they're going to win my heart over completely is if they go back and revisit Weapon X and do a movie just based off Weapon X.
Right.
Like the book I was telling you about. If they can make a movie based off that, they will win me back. And not, yeah. So those are my thoughts.
All right, well, it's good. Thank you for listening. I'm Matt.
Oh, and I guess we're done.
We're done.
My name is Joel. Done.